Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry backed Egypt's anti-terror push. Secretary Kerry met Sunday with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in a diplomatic show of support for Egypt's ongoing face-off against Islamist extremists in the Sinai Peninsula. They focused on recent attacks on Egyptian police and military forces by Islamic State-linked militants.
We have confidence in Egypt, and it's important to be beginning to rebuild elements of our relationship based on this strategic dialogue.
U.S. officials describe Secretary Kerry's visit as a mission to ease concerns among Washington's Mideast allies about the looming nuclear deal with Iran. Israel ordered detentions without trial of Israeli citizens suspected of waging violence against Palestinians as part of a crackdown against those responsible for a deadly arson attack on a Palestinian family in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli Security Cabinet approved the so-called administrative practice measure Sunday, 2 days after suspected Jewish ultranationalists torched a Palestinian home in the West Bank town of Duma. An 18-month-old toddler burned to death in his bed while his parents and brother suffered severe injuries. There's been no claim of responsibility. Kurdish rebels launched a suicide attack Sunday at a military police post in eastern Turkey, killing 2 soldiers and wounding 24 others. The attack in Agri province near the Iranian border involved an agricultural vehicle packed with 2 tons of explosives. In a separate attack, 1 Turkish soldier was killed and 4 others wounded in the southeastern Mardin province. That happened when their military vehicle struck a landmine believed to have been laid down by the rebels. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper dissolved Parliament Sunday, setting a new election for October 19th. Mr. Harper and his Conservative Party are seeking a 4th term in office after almost a decade in power. Mr. Harper has gradually pushed his generally center-left country toward more conservative policies, lowering taxes, supporting the oil industry against environmental attacks, and increasing military spending. Britain and France say it is a top priority for them to block the onslaught of thousands of migrants seeking passage to England via the Eurotunnel. In a joint statement published in British and French newspapers, British Home Secretary Theresa May and her French counterpart Bernard Cazeneuve called on her European Union countries, other countries, and the international community to help curb the flow of refugees from Africa to Europe. At least 10 migrants have died attempting the France-to-Britain passage. President Obama will formally unveil an ambitious plan Monday to combat climate change by reducing carbon emissions from U.S. power plants. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
President Obama issued a call to action with a video posted on Facebook before an announcement that could define his legacy on the environment.
Power plants are the single biggest source of the harmful carbon pollution that contributes to climate change. But until now, there have been no federal limits to the amount of that pollution those plants can dump into the air. Think about that.
The goal, reduce emissions by more than 30% from 2005 levels by 2030. The plan sets a target, but allows individual states to decide how to comply. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
The plan is expected to face opposition as power companies and the Republican-led Congress raise questions about the cost of reforms and effect on consumers. Malaysia's transport minister says that a wing part found last week on an island in the Indian Ocean was verified to be from the same type of aircraft as a Malaysia Airlines plane that vanished last year. Authorities are examining at least 1 other piece of metal debris found on Reunion Island east of Madagascar. The new find could be part of an airplane door. The wing flap was taken to France for further analysis due to begin on Wednesday. U.S. civil rights campaigners are marching 1,385 kilometers from Selma, Alabama, to Washington, D.C. It's an effort to highlight what they say is a fresh attack on equal rights. The 40-day and 40-night march is to end September 15th. The rally, organized by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, marks the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act, which campaigners say is now under threat. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.